I always find it difficult to just sit down and be peaceful. But after chanting like that, I can just sit and sit and sit, and I just feel perfectly relaxed.
Meni je uvijek teško sjesti i biti miran, ali nakon ovakvog pjevanja jednostavno mogu sjediti jako dugo vremena i opustiti se.
I feel peaceful and centered.
Osjećam se miran i usredotočen.
And I can feel energy of that maha mantra.
I mogu osjetiti energiju te maha mantre.
Now we were talking about japa and we were talking about kirtan.
Govorili smo o japi i o kirtanu.
There's another category of chanting.
Ima još jedna kategorija mantranja, odnosno pjevanja.
Called prartana.
To je prartana.
Prartana means praying.
Prartana znači molitva, moljenje.
Praying means reaching out to Krishna.
Moliti znači pozvati Krishnu.
Now,
segnuti prema Krishni.
In the tradition where I learned kirtan, they were really into prartana.
Tradicija u kojoj sam ja učio kirtan stvarno je bila zainteresirana za tu prartanu.
Now we did this like a kirtan. I sang and then everybody responded.
Ovo je sada bio kirtan. Ja sam pjevao, a vi ste svi odgovarali.
But the way they do it in Bengal.
No, Bengalu.
Is that I sing, then he sings the next one, you sing the next one, you sing the next one. Everyone expresses their own feeling. And then it comes back to the first one.
Prvo pjevam ja, a zatim pjevaju pojedinačno svi prisutni, tako da na svakoga dođe red da izrazi svoje jedinstveno raspoloženje.
So it's combination of japa and kirtan.
To je spoj japa i kirtana.
Because you have your personal connection with Krishna, just you singing out to Krishna.
Jer imate svoj osobni odnos s Krishnom, gdje ste samo vi koji pjevate Krishni.
But at the same time you have everyone else there supporting you, giving you that rhythm and that energy and the feeling.
Tu su i svi ostali koji vas podržavaju, daju vam taj ritam, tu energiju i taj osjećaj.
So this was a short one. In Bengal they usually go for 2 hours like this.
Ovo je kratko trajalo, ali u Bengalu to traje i po 2 sata.
On one melody.
Na jednu melodiju.
And each person gets to sing and express his own feeling, crying out for Krishna.
Svaka osoba dođe na red da pjeva i da pjeva u svom jedinstvenom osjećaju prema Krishni.
When Prabhupada says we should chant the Hare Krishna mantra like a child crying for its mother.
Prabhupada kaže da bismo maha mantru trebali izgovarati poput djeteta koje plače za majkom.
What bhava is that?
Kakva je to bhava?
Separation, longing.
Odvojenost.
It's called vipralamba bhava.
To se zove vipralamba bhava.
The child's crying like that, calling for his mother because his mother's not there.
Dijete tako plače i zaziva majku zato što majka nije prisutna.
So similarly, Lord Chaitanya was crying for Krishna.
Slično tome, gospodin Chaitanya je plakao za Krishnu.
And he would always say, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?"
Uvijek bi govorio, "Gdje je Krishna? Gdje je Krishna?"
I have no love for Krishna.
Nemam uopće ljubavi prema Krishna.
Now we can't say I have no love for Krishna because it would be false humility. Well, it would be true also, but not in the same mood as Lord Chaitanya.
Mi ne možemo reći nešto tako da to ne zazvuči kao lažna poniznost, ali čak i ako to uspijemo reći, jer to jeste istina donekle, ne možemo u raspoloženju gospodina Chaitanya.
And then his associates would say, "You have the most love for Krishna. All you're doing is thinking of Krishna day and night. You have the most love for Krishna."
Onda bi njegovi pratioci rekli da on ima tu ljubav prema Krishni jer stalno danju i noću razmišlja o Krishni.
And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, I have no love for Krishna, and the proof is that I'm here in this material world and I left him to come here."
Gospodin Chaitanya bi na to rekao da on uopće nema ljubav prema Krishni i dokaz tome je da se nalazi u ovom materijalnom svijetu, inače bi otišao od Krishne.
So that's us. We left Krishna and we came here.
To smo mi. Mi smo napustili Krishnu i došli ovdje.
So we don't have Krishna.
Mi nemamo Krishnu.
But we're trying to get Krishna back again.
Ali ga pokušavamo ponovo vratiti.
It's kind of like you have a relationship with someone and then there's a an argument and a fight, and you go your separate ways, and then you regret it, and you want to come back together again.
To je kao kad se posvađate s nekim, dođe do nekog sukoba, svako ode svojim putem, ali potom poželite, želite se ponovno naći, susresti.
But it's not so easy to come back together again the second time, because now there's some, you know, wait a minute, I don't know if I can trust you anymore, give you my heart.
Na drugi puta se nije tako lako naći, budući da sada postoji ta neka zadrška, više ne znamo možemo li vjerovati toj osobi.
That's why Krishna is always testing us.
Zato nas Krishna uvijek testira.
He wants to make sure, are you really, is it me you really want this time? I don't want to be hurt again.
Provjerava da li to uistinu želimo ovaj puta, ne želi ponovno biti povrijeđen.
Because we don't realize it, but because Krishna has so much love for him, for us, when we turn our backs on him, it hurts him. Yes, heart. Pain in the heart. We don't think like that, do we?
Iako možda toga nismo svjesni, ali budući da Krishna ima toliko ljubavi prema nama, kada mu okrenemo leđa, toga jako povrijedi.
Now we're taught that Krishna is God.
Učili su nas da je Krishna Bog.
Right?
Zar ne?
Who's God?
Tko je Bog?
Krishna. But let's analyze and see if Krishna is really God.
Ali ajmo to analizirati i vidjeti je li Krishna uistinu Bog.
Because we know that the Lord Vishnu lies down on the causal ocean and he's just lying there and breathing.
Gospodin Vishnu leži na uzročnom oceanu, gdje jednostavno sve što radi je da leži i diše.
And as he exhales, unlimited universes come out of the pores of his body.
I kako izdiše, neograničeni svemiri izlaze iz pora njegovog tijela.
And of all of those universes, one of those universes is our universe.
I od tih mnogobrojnih svemira, jedan je i naš.
And then he expands himself into another Vishnu called Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, and he enters into each and every one of those individual universes as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu.
Potom se ekspandira u Garbhodakshayi Vishnu i ulazi u svaki od tih svemira.
Then he lies down in his perspiration, which becomes like an ocean, and from his navel a lotus flower stems and is born a Brahma. Every universe has a Brahma.
I potom leži u svom znoju koji postaje ocean. Iz njegovog pupka izraste lotos na kojem se nalazi Brahma. I svaki svemir ima svog Brahmu.
And then that Brahma begins to, with the empowerment of Vishnu, begins to create different life forms in every universe, and ours is one.
I opunomoćen Vishnom Brahma počinje stvarati u svakom svemiru. I jedan od takvih svemira je i naš.
Now in our universe there are so many galaxies. And amongst all those galaxies is our galaxy, the Milky Way.
I u svakom svemiru postoji mnoštvo galaksija. Jedna od njih je i naša, Mliječni put.
And out of all the stars and suns in that Milky Way galaxy is our sun, Surya.
I od svih sunaca i zvijezda u Mliječnom putu postoji i jedno sunce, naše, Surya.
And around Surya so many bodies and planets and planetoids and asteroids are revolving, and of all of those bodies revolving around Surya is our planet Earth, Bhumi.
I oko Surya vrti se toliko planeta, asteroida i raznih drugih nebeskih tijela. Jedno od njih je i naš planet Zemlja, Bhumi.
And on our planet there are so many continents, and of all those continents is one continent, Europe.
I na našem planetu postoji također i kontinenti. Jedan od tih je i naš kontinent u kojem se sad nalazimo, Europa.
And out of all the countries in Europe, there's one country, Croatia.
I od svih zemalja u Europi ima jedna zemlja, Hrvatska.
And in Croatia there are so many towns and villages, and out of all of those towns and villages is Rijeka.
I u Hrvatskoj postoje brojni gradovi i sela, i tu je i grad Rijeka.
And in Rijeka there are so many beaches and holiday resorts, and out of all of those there's this one.
I u rijeci postoji toliko plaža i mjesta za odmaranje i od svih tih mjesta tu je i ovo.
And out of all the people in this run, there are devotees and non-devotees, then there are Vaishnavas.
I od svih ljudi koji se tu nalaze, dakle bhakta i abhakta, tu su i Vaishnave.
And amongst all the Vaishnavas that are here, one Vaishnava is there, is me. And I'm thinking, I'm very important.
I od svih prisutnih Vaishnava, jedan Vaishnava sam i ja koji mislim, ja sam jako važan.
But then, in the next breath, Mahavishnu inhales, and all those universes manifest back into his body.
No, u sljedećem trenutku Mahavishnu udiše i svi ti svemiri ulaze ponovno u njegovo tijelo.
And all those living entities, all those universes, suns, stars, everything go back into his body, Mahavishnu. You can imagine how huge he is.
I potom sva živa bića, svi ti planete i zvijezde ulaze ponovno u njegovo tijelo. Zamislite samo koliko je velik Mahavishnu.
And that one breath of Vishnu takes millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of earth years.
I taj dah Vishnu traje milijune i milijune i milijune zemaljskih godina.
And then on his next breath out, his next exhale, all new universes come into being again.
I u sljedećem izdisaju ponovno se očituju svi ti svemiri.
And he's breathing in and out like this, and so many universes are coming and going.
I on tako udiše i izdiše i brojni svemiri ulaze i dolaze i odlaze.
That is God.
To je Bog.
When he's being God.
Kada je Bog.
Now when God doesn't want to be God,
kada Bog ne želi biti Bog,
he just wants to be himself.
Želi jednostavno biti svoj.
Just like you have a president of a country.
Kao što imate predsjednika.
He goes to the office and he's the president, the controller of everything in that country.
Kada dođe u svoj ured, onda je on predsjednik, on je vladar svega u toj zemlji.
But at the end of the day, he goes home to his family, and his children are jumping on him and calling him daddy, and his wife is saying, you're late for dinner. He's just himself.
No, na kraju dana, kad se vrati kući, kad ga djeca zovu tatice, a žena ga kori što se tako kasno vratio, onda je on svoj.
So when God doesn't want to be God anymore and he goes home to his family, he goes to Goloka Vrindavan to see his family and he becomes himself, a 15-year-old boy named Govinda.
I kada Bog više ne želi biti Bog, on odlazi kući svoje obitelji na Goloka Vrindavan i bude svoj 15-godišnji dječak Govinda.
And that Govinda is inviting us to come and enter into his intimate family circle.
I taj Govinda poziva nas da dođemo u njegov intimni krug obitelji.
You see how special that is?
Vidite li koliko je to posebno?
Have you got any realizations about this?
Imate li spoznaje toga?
Other religions, if they can just associate with God, they can't even imagine that God stops being God and just is himself with his friends and family.
Druge religije ne mogu niti pojmiti da Bog može prestati biti Bog i da jednostavno želi biti svoj, želi biti sa svojim prijateljima i obitelji.
The Mayavadis, they want to merge and become God.
Mayavadi se žele stopiti i postati Bog.
We're going to go beyond God.
A mi ćemo ići iznad toga.
Prabhupada says what we're going for is immortal life. We're going to live forever playing with Krishna, who is God when he's just being himself and not being God. When he goes home to his family members and his friends and his relatives and his beloveds.
Prabhupada kaže da mi, ono što mi želimo je vječni život. Mi želimo biti s Bogom kada je on svoj, kada se on vrati svojoj obitelji i svojim prijateljima.
And that's what Lord Chaitanya is crying out for when he's crying for Krishna.
I to je za čime gospodin Chaitanya plače kada plače za Krishnom.
So this Vipralamba Bhav means that we've come to the realization that we're separated from Krishna.
Ta Vipralamba Bhava znači da smo došli do spoznaje da smo odvojeni od Krišne.
And like a child crying out for its mother, we want to go back to Krishna. We realize that we've made a huge mistake. We're finished with all this sense gratification and we just go back to Krishna.
Poput djeteta koje plače za majkom, mi se želimo vratiti Krišni, svjesni da smo učinili užasnu pogrešku i da sada se samo mu želimo vratiti.
And that's what chanting in this mood of Vipralamba Bhava is all about.
I to je zapravo pjevanje u Vipralamba Bhavi.
That's what prarthana is all about.
I to je svrha prarthane.
So in ISKCON, well, let's look at the Shastra. What does the Shastra say? When you come in before the deity, you should be very respectful, always offer obeisances and stand in awe and reverence.
Što kaže Shastra? Kada dođemo pred božanstva, trebamo osjećati veliko poštovanje.
Is that what Shastra says?
Kaže li to Shastra?
Has anybody read that?
Je li netko to pročitao?
Yes? Yes. Okay. Da. You're very quiet today.
Danas ste jako tihi.
Feeling the separation from Krishna.
Osjećate odvojenost od Krishna.
So if that's the mood, why is it sometimes in the kirtan we turn our back to Krishna, we jump up and down, we even forget he's on the altar, just running back and forth and having a great time.
Zašto onda ponekad u kirtanu zaboravimo na Krishnu, trčimo gore dolje i super se zabavljamo?
Why do we do that?
Zašto to činimo?
Have you ever read that in the Shastra?
Jesi li to ikada pročitali u Shastra?
Anybody read that in the Shastra?
Jel netko to pročitao u Shastra?
No, I haven't either.
Nisam ni ja.
So why do we do that?
A zašto to činimo?
Now Lord Chaitanya, when he went into the temple, he was like this.
Kada gospodin Chaitanya odlazi u hram, on je dolazi u ovakvom stavu.
Sometimes he fainted. Couldn't even stay conscious.
Ponekad bi se on osvijestio.
But he did all his dancing and jumping and kirtaning outside the temple.
A plesao je u kirtanu i pjevao izvan hrama.
So why do we do it in the temple?
A zašto mi to činimo u hramu?
Who knows the answer?
Tko zna odgovor?
Yes. What'd she say?
In order to call Krishna to come.
Well, that's what we're doing, but we should be doing it with awe and reverence, according to Shastra.
Mi to činimo, ali prema šastrama trebali bismo to činiti sa strahopoštovanjem.
Yeah, why we're so familiar? Yeah, why?
Deity worship is on the rules and regulations, chanting the holy name is on the Bhagavad Mark and spontaneous emotions.
So, everybody heard that?
Jeste li svi čuli što je rekao? Dakle, obožavanje božanstava je pancharatrika vidi, dok je pjevanje i plesanje iznad toga.
Bhagavad Marg.
To je Bhagavad Marg.
Is on the spontaneous platform.
Bhagavad Marg je na spontanoj razini.
How about those practicing Bhagavad Marg? Are they on the spontaneous platform?
No, oni koji prakticiraju Bhagavad Marg, jesu li oni na spontanoj razini?
What do you say? No, we're not yet there, right?
Nismo još.
So again, my question. Why do we do that? Jumping up and down, turning our back on Krishna, why chanting as if we were pure devotees. Why do we do that?
Moje pitanje je, zašto mi plešemo i pjevamo, okrećemo leđa božanstvima?
Okay, we're in so much ecstasy, we're forgetting the rules and regulations.
Toliko smo zanosu da zaboravljamo na pravila i propise.
But we're told to follow Shastra. That if you don't follow Shastra, that's a disturbance in the community and a disturbance to Dharma, right?
Shruti
Smriti Puranadi, you know that verse? So again, my question is, why do we do it?
Moje pitanje je, zašto to činimo?
To get used to it.
Da se naviknemo.
Yes. Prabhupada told us to do it.
Prabhupada nam je rekao.
On the instructions of Guru.
To je po uputi Gurua.
Do you understand that point?
Je li vam to jasno?
As a disciple, everything you do is because instruction from Guru.
Kao učenici, sve što činimo, činimo zbog upute Gurua.
Prabhupada wanted us to do that and he became very pleased, so we did it.
Prabhupada je želio da to učinimo i bio jako zadovoljan, pa smo mi to učinili.
Everybody understand that point now?
Je li vam sada svima to jasno?
Why do we dance and jump around and turn our back to the deities? What's the answer? Because
it's
authorized by the Acharya.
Okay. Zato što je odobrio to Acharya.
Now I'm going to ask you another difficult question.
A sada još jedno teško pitanje.
Why do you sleep every evening?
Zašto spavate svake noći?
There we go.
Nam je Prabhupada rekao.
That's correct. Točno. Prabhupada said, take rest in the evening.
Je rekao da se trebamo odmoriti na večer.
For 6 hours.
6 sati na večer.
So that's what we do.
I onda to činimo.
Why do we eat prasadam?
Zašto jedemo prasadam?
Prabhupada told us to eat prasadam.
Prabhupada nam je rekao.
Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada, right? Bande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. The spiritual master becomes very pleased to see us eating prasada.
Duhovni učitelj jako zadovoljan kad vidi da jedemo prasada.
Prabhupada also writes in his book that if the spiritual master does not call the disciple for prasad, he doesn't eat.
Što Prabhupada piše u svojim knjigama da ako duhovni učitelj ne pozove učenika na prasadam, onda on taj dan ne jede.
So everything that a disciple does is because of the instruction of Guru, which is coming from Krishna. Guru and Krishna. Guru Gauranga.
Sve što učenik čini je zbog upute Guru, a upute koja dolazi od Krishne.
So Prabhupada has also said we should chant in the mood of a child crying for its mother.
Prabhupada je rekao da trebamo mantrati u raspoloženju djeteta koje plače za majkom.
Who has heard Prabhupada say that?
Tko je čuo Prabhupada da to kaže?
Okay. So that's what Vipralamba Bhava is about.
I to je zapravo Vipralamba Bhava.
We've come to that realization.
Došli smo do te spoznaje.
Before we come to that realization, we're thinking that we're with Krishna.
Prije te spoznaje mi mislimo da smo s Krishnom.
I just joined the Krishna consciousness movement and I'm with Krishna now and I'm ecstatic, I'm blissful, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, jumping up and down, running back and forth because I'm with Krishna. This is called Sambhog Bhava.
Pridružio sam se Hare Krishna pokretu i sada pjevam i skačem gore dolje i zanosu sam i to se zove Sambhoga Bhava.
Sooner or later, after chanting more and more and becoming purified, you begin to realize that I'm in this material world. I left Krishna. I turned my back on him and now I want to go back. And I'm actually separated from Krishna.
Kako se sve više pročišćavamo, shvaćamo da smo u materijalnom svijetu i da smo se da smo okrenuli leđa Krišni, tamo se želimo sada vratiti.
Achintya Veda Veda Tatva, I'm simultaneously separated and simultaneously with Krishna.
Achintya Veda Veda Tatva, ja sam istovremeno odvojen od Krišne i zajedno s njime.
I'm with Krishna when I chant his holy name.
S Krišnom sam kada pjevam njegovo sveto ime.
I'm with Krishna when I close my eyes and I talk to him.
S Krishnom sam kada zatvorim oči i pričam s njime.
I'm with Krishna when I get angry at him and chastise him.
S Krishnom sam kad se naljutim na njega i korim ga.
How many people here have got angry at Krishna and chastised him?
Koliko se ovdje od vas naljutilo na Krishnu i korilo ga?
You'll be very surprised to learn that Krishna likes that.
Iznenadili biste se, ali Krishna se to sviđa.
Because it's a sign that we're becoming more intimate.
Jer to je pokazatelj da smo sve prisniji s njime.
Now, since we're talking about prarthana, which is prayer, kirtan, singing, chanting in a mood of prayer.
Kad već govorimo o prarthani, odnosno molitvi, pjevanju i mantranju u raspoloženju molitve.
We can also talk about the prayers that we do when we talk to Krishna.
Možemo govoriti o molitvama koje upućujemo kada govorimo s Krishnom.
And I'm going to tell you a secret, maybe you already know, maybe you don't, how to make your every prayer successful.
Odaću vam tajnu koju možda znate, a možda i ne. Kako svaku molitvu učiniti uspješnom?
Of course, Krishna is independent, so he, you know, if he chooses not to reciprocate, that's his choice. But at least what we're going to do is we're going to approach Krishna in such a way that he really likes it, so that it's almost, you know, a guarantee that he's going to reciprocate.
Naravno, Krišna je neovisan. Hoće li on uzvratiti na naše molitve? Ne znamo, možda hoće, možda i ne. Ali možda postoji način na kojega možemo navesti da to učini.
And what we're going to do is we're going to use the same technique that Krishna uses on us.
Istu tehniku koju Krišna koristi za nas.
We're going to take the technique that Krishna uses on us and we're going to use it back on him.
Tehniku koju Krišna koristi za nas, mi ćemo koristiti za njega.
He likes that because that means we're really getting intimate. It means that we understand how he's relating to us and we're going to relate back to him on his level.
To mu se sviđa zato jer vidi da smo razumjeli na koji način se on ophodi prema nama i mi to sada činimo isto prema njemu.
And we find out and we understand how Krishna deals with us by reading and hearing his words and his lilas.
A saznaćemo kako se Krišna ophodi prema nama ako čitamo njegove riječi, slušamo o njima i slušamo o njegovim zabavama, lilama.
What Krishna likes to do, if you read all his lilas and all his Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, everything, he likes to make deals.
Što Krišna voli, ako čitate Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita i druga djela, on voli sklapati pogodbe.
I'll do this for you and you do this for me.
Ja ću ovo učiniti za tebe, a ti ovo za mene.
He likes to do that.
Sviđa mu se to.
Because it's reciprocation. We're going to do something for each other.
Jer dolazi do uzvraćanja. Učinit ćemo nešto jedno za drugo.
Who knows a verse from the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is making a deal?
Tko zna stih iz Bhagavad Gita gdje Krishna,
okay.
Krishna donosi takvu pogodbu?
First. Okay, ye yatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajam yaham. As you approach me, I reciprocate. Okay? That's one.
Kako mi se predaš, tako ti uzvraćam.
Another one? Sarva dharman pritya ja. You make me number one, I take away all your sinful activities. Is that a deal?
Sarva dharman pritya ja. Stavi mene na prvo mjesto i oslobodit ću te svih grešnih posljedica.
Who knows another one?
Ko zna još neki?
Whatever you offer to me, I will accept it.
Što god mi ponudiš, ja ću prihvatiti.
Who knows another one?
Ko zna još neki?
Well, how is that? Become my devotee because you're my dear friend? What's the deal?
Gdje je tu pogodba?
You will come back to me. Okay, the other one. There's two manmanas. Just wanted to make sure you were in the right one. Yes. Right.
Teško je nadići ovu iluzornu energiju, ali ako mi se predaš, ja ću te osloboditi, izbaviti.
Yes. Exactly. 10-10. If you worship me with love and devotion, I'll give you the intelligence so you can come to me.
Stih 10-10. Ako me obožavaš s ljubavlju i devocijom, daću ti inteligenciju koju možeš doći meni.
Who knows another one?
Ko zna još neki?
Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paripashite tesham nitya viyuktanam yogikshemam vaham yaham. You worship me with exclusive devotion and I'll carry what you lack and preserve what you have.
Obožavaj me s nepokolebljivom devocijom i ja ću čuvati sve što imaš i dati ti što ti nedostaje.
Are you getting the idea?
Je li vam jasno?
How Krishna likes to reciprocate and make deals. You do this for me, I'll do this for you.
Kako Krishna voli pogodbe, ti učini ovo za mene, a ja ću ovo učiniti za tebe.
So now we're going to use that same technique on Krishna.
A sada ćemo mi primijeniti istu tehniku za Krishna.
Whatever it is that I'm praying to Krishna for, whatever it is, let's say that my child is sick.
Što god da se molim Krishna, recimo da mi je dijete bolesno.
My dear Krishna, if you cure my child, I promise I'll raise him to be a Vaishnava and to go out on Sankirtan every day to spread your glories.
Dragi Krishna, ako izliječiš moje dijete, obećajem da ću ga odgojiti da postane bhakta, da odlazi svaki dan u Sankirtan i širi tvoje slave.
You get the idea?
Je li vam jasno?
You don't just say, you don't make it a one-way street. Krishna, take care of this for me. You have to do something back for him.
Morate nešto učiniti i za njega, ne da se samo molite sa svoje strane, a da ništa ne date za uzvrat.
So before you make your prayer, you can think, now what can I do for Krishna that I'm asking him to do something for me.
I prije nego što se pomolite, možete se upitati, dobro, što ću ja učiniti za Krišnu ako ga tražim da on učini nešto za mene?
Now Krishna likes this very much for two reasons.
Krišna se to sviđa iz dva razloga.
One is because it's a reciprocation. We're going to do something for each other. We're getting closer together now. It's a relationship.
Jedan je taj što se radi o odnosu, o uzvraćanju, jer ćemo učiniti nešto jedno za drugo.
And the second reason he likes it is because that's his style. He likes it when you're doing it the way I like to do it too.
A drugi razlog je što je to jednostavno njegov način, njegov stil. Jednostavno voli to činiti tako.
Yes. Ahoituki. Okay. Unmotivated devotional service.
Nemotivirano predano služenje.
It's a good question because you may think that I'm praying to Krishna for something and I'm maybe it's material.
Dobro je to pitanje, jer možete pomisliti, molim se nešto za nešto Krišnja, možda je to materijalno.
But this method of praying solves the whole problem of motivated or material praying.
Ali ta metoda molitve rješava čitav problem motiviranog
molitve. Because now you have to give something back to Krishna.
Jer sada morate nešto dati Krišnji.
So if you give me a lots of money, Krishna, I promise I'll build you a temple.
Ako mi daš puno novaca, Krishna, obećajem, izgradit ću ti hram.
Right? Or let's say a couple can't get a child. If you allow me to have a child, I'll go to Vrindavan and put him in the Vrindavan Gurukul so he can think of you and remember you 100% of the time, and I'll give my whole life to spreading your glories.
I recimo neki par ne može dobiti djecu, pa se mogu moliti, ako dobijemo djecu, onda ćemo ga poslati u Gurukul, u Vrindavan, tako da može misliti stalno na tebe, a život će posvetiti širenju tvojih slava.
So you understand now? The prayer is no longer motivated just for me because we're connected to Krishna. He's going to do something for us to help us do something better for him.
Dakle, molitva više nije motivirana, nije sebična u smislu da želimo nešto samo za sebe, već želimo nešto vratiti, dati Krišni.
Does that answer your question?
Odgovara li to na tvoje pitanje?
Okay.
Pa ne baš.
Well, let's get deeper into the subject.
Uđemo dublje u temu.
This is true. We don't want to make business with Krishna.
Mi ne želimo sklapati neke poslovne dogovore s Krishnom.
But we're making a deal with Krishna.
Ali sklapamo pogodbu.
Krishna likes to make deals.
Krishna se to sviđa.
He does it all the time.
On to stalno čini.
We're just following his lead.
Mi ga jednostavno u tome slijedimo.
So it's not really business because what does Krishna really want? He wants his name and fame and teaching spread all over this planet, right?
Nije to neki biznis posao. Što Krishna stvarno želi? Da se njegove slave, njegovo ime prošire po čitavom svijetu.
So we're going to say that let's reciprocate. You help me and I'll help you. Because you help me to help you. In other words, you're going to help me so that I can help you better. Right now, I don't have any money, so I can't build you a temple. Give me some money, I can build you a temple. Like that.
Mi zapravo tražimo nešto da nam Krišna pomogne, da bismo mi mogli pomoći njemu u tome. Mi sada nemamo neke uvjete, ali ako nam ih on da, onda ćemo puno bolje moći ga služiti.
So I preface this whole discussion on prayer about the, you know, people who are praying, I'm going to help you to pray to get a better result.
Dakle, ovo sve govorimo o molitvi za one koji se mole da bi dobili bolji rezultat molitve.
Then there are those people like Queen Kunti.
No postoje i osobe poput kraljice Kunti.
Who are praying to Krishna, just bring more and more adversity into my life so I can take shelter more and more of you. And not have any connection to the material.
Koja se moli da joj pošalje sve više nedaća u život kako bi ga se sve više mogla sjetiti i sjećati i zaboraviti na sve materijalno.
Then there's another category of devotee.
I postoji još jedna kategorija bhakta.
I'm just going to put myself in a helpless situation and travel and preach and whatever happens to me, is Krishna, because I'm not going to make any plans. I'm not going to collect any money. I'm just going to go and preach, and whatever happens, Krishna is making the arrangement. And this way, I can see how Krishna is taking care of me.
Stavit ću se u bespomoćnu situaciju i vidjet ću što će se dogoditi. Neću praviti nikakve planove. Jednostavno ću vidjeti kako će se Krishna pobrinuti za mene.
You understand? There's different categories of devotees who have different strategies. But every strategy is to see the hand of Krishna in your life.
Svađaš li, to su različite strategije različitih bhakta, ali ideja je da se Krishna dovede u naš život.
If we don't see how Krishna is making all kinds of arrangements for us, then it's all just theory.
Ako ne vidimo Krishnu ruku u stvarima koje nam se događaju, onda sve ostaje samo na teoriji.
It's theoretical and we have faith that Krishna is there, but we've never had any experience or connection.
Sve to teoretski, imamo vjeru da je Krishna prisutan, da je tu, ali nismo nikada uspostavili neku stvarnu vezu.
If we put ourselves in a situation where we actually see Krishna helping us, making arrangement, does that make our faith stronger?
Ako se stavimo u situaciju da vidimo da nam Krishna pomaže, to jača našu vjeru.
Does that increase our relationship with him and our love for him?
Produbljuje naš odnos i prema njemu i ljubav prema njemu.
So each and every one of us has to come up with some kind of strategy so that we can actually see Krishna in our life moment to moment to moment to moment.
Svatko od nas mora smisliti neku strategiju da bismo od svaki trenutak života vidjeli Krishnu u svom životu.
Now when you're out on book distribution, you can experience this.
Kada dijelite knjige, možete steći iskustvo toga.
Because you're more or less in a helpless situation.
Jeste više manje u bespomoćnoj situaciji.
You dropped off with your books and there you are alone with books and you got to distribute them.
Ostavili su vas negdje s knjigama i sami ste s knjigama koje trebate podijeliti.
And you meet someone and you're trying to distribute.
I onda susretnete nekoga kome ih trebate dati, podijeliti.
How many people have had this experience? You're involved in a discussion with somebody. And he's making his points, you're making your points.
Koliko vas imalo to iskustvo da ste u raspravi s nekime, ova osoba kaže nešto svoje, vi kažete svoje.
Then all of a sudden you come up with the next point that is so powerful you completely defeat him.
I odjedno vi kažete nešto što je tako moćno da potpuno porazi tu osobu.
And then later on you think, where did that come from? I've never heard that before.
Kasnije pomislite, pa odakle mi to? Nikad to prije nisam čuo.
Who's had that experience?
Ko imao to iskustvo?
This is Krishna!
To je Krishna.
Krishna all of a sudden gives us the words. He speaks through us. We become the instrument of Krishna.
Krishna nam odjednom daje riječi. On govori kroz nas i postajemo njegovo oruđe.
Because we put ourselves in a helpless situation.
Jer se stavljamo u bespomoćnu situaciju.
And as we distribute more and more, we become more and more empowered.
I kako sve više i više dijelimo, postajemo sve više opunomoćeni.
Until at the end of the day, you can walk up to anybody and distribute a book to anybody. You're so confident and so you feel just so powerful.
Sve dok na kraju dana možete podijeliti knjigu ma bilo kome, jer se osjećate tako puni pouzdanja.
Who's had that experience?
Tko imao takvo iskustvo?
Okay, so we're all there. Getting back to your question of Ahoituki, have we answered you?
Jesi mi odgovorili tvoje pitanje?
Okay, you're satisfied?
Sam li zadovoljan?
Haribo! Jai. Anyone else have another point?
Ima li još netko nešto za reći?
How are we doing for time, by the way? Seven more minutes until 2:30. Okay, seven more minutes. Eight more minutes. We got an extra minute. Okay, yes. Aha. Repeat that.
Što se događa ako ne ispunimo svoj dio pogodbe koji smo napravili s Krishnom?
That's a very interesting question.
Ovo je jako dobro i zanimljivo pitanje.
And that has happened in our movement.
I dogodilo se to u našem pokretu.
I'll give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
When the Sankirtan newsletter was coming out, it became a competition.
Kada je zašao Sankirtan, kako se to kaže, newsletter, ajde mi pomozite. Sankirtan časopis list, onda je...
Is that a hard word, competition?
No, no, sorry, I just...
Oh, newsletter.
No, sorry, I'm just tired today.
So every temple wanted to do more and more so they could be like number one in every week when the newsletter came out.
I došlo je do tog natjecanja u Sankirtanu i svaki hram želio biti najbolji u tome.
So during one Christmas marathon, this is what happened in one temple, and I won't mention any names.
Je ušlo se dogodilo u jednom hramu za vrijeme božićnog maratona i neću spominjati imena.
It was that one devotee, a couple of devotees in that temple went out to people and got pledges.
I nekoliko bhakta iz tog hrama izašlo je, prišlo je ljudima i dali su zavjete.
They pledged so much to donate so much money to the temple, which equivalent to so many books, because each book was worth so much money, let's say a Gita.
Okay? I obećali su da će dati određenu donaciju u hramu u vrijednosti cijene od knjiga, Gita recimo.
So they got pledges from people, which is a promise that they would give so much money. They added up all those monies, divided by the cost of the book, and said, we distributed 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas. Okay, like that.
I onda su dobili obećanje od tih ljudi da će oni dati taj novac i onda su rekli da su recimo podijelili 10,000 Bhagavad Gita.
And they became number one in the Sankirtan newsletter for that year in the Christmas marathon.
I bili su prvi u dijeljenju knjiga te godine u maratonu.
But then what happened? A lot of the people that promised to give didn't give.
Što se onda dogodilo? Mnogi ljudi koji su obećali dati nisu to učinili.
So the whole thing was a farce. They never distributed that many books.
Sve to bila farsa, jednostavno nisu podijelili toliko knjiga nikada.
And that temple suffered.
I taj hram zbog toga ispaštao.
So what happens? You make a promise to Krishna and you don't keep it.
I što se događa kad obećate nešto Krishni, a to ne ispunite?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
To se dakle događa, je to dobra ili loša stvar?
Is that going to bring us closer to Krishna, or is that going to make Krishna back off even more?
Hoće li nas to približiti Krishni ili će Krishna još više odmaknuti se od nas? It will bring us closer? Približiti? Why would Krishna fulfill something if he doesn't know already what's going to happen to us?
Well, that was my next point.
To sam sljedeće želje reći.
Krishna knows, he's Trikalagya, he knows past, present and future, so he knows that. But he's going to give you the opportunity to see if you will fulfill it.
Krishna je Trikalagya, on može vidjeti prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost, ali želim dati priliku da vidi kako ćemo se mi ponašati.
But if we're trying to establish a relationship with any person,
no, želimo li uspostaviti odnos s bilo kime?
Supposing I say to a young lady, will you come out with me for dinner this evening? We'll go to the best restaurant in town.
Recimo da želim prići nekoj mladoj djevojci i pozvati je na večeru u restoran, recimo u gradu.
And she says yes, come and pick me up at 6 o'clock.
Ona kaže dobro i dođi po mene u 6 sati.
You go to pick her up at 6 o'clock, but she's not there.
Dođete po nju u 6 sati, ali nje nema.
And her parents says, oh, she went for dinner to her cousin's house.
Njeni roditelji kažu da je otišla na večeru kod svojih rođaka.
How do you feel?
Kako ćete se osjećati?
Terrible, right?
Užasno, zar ne?
She cheated you.
Ona vas je prevarila.
Someone's laughing. They've been there.
Netko se smije jer je bio u tom, našao se u toj koži.
Do we want to do this to Krishna and ruin our relationship with him? We're just trying to get close.
Želimo li to učiniti Krishni i uništiti naš odnos s njim, a želimo mu se u stvari približiti.
So the answer to your question is do not make any deals with Krishna unless you're 100% sure you're going to live up to it.
I odgovor na to je da nemoj stvarati pogodbe s Krishnom ako nisi potpuno siguran da ćeš to moći ispuniti.
Because there's a certain law that I'm going to explain to you.
Jer postoji taj zakon koji ću vam sada objasniti.
If you make a vow or a promise and you keep it, you get a little bit stronger.
Ako date neki zavjet ili običajni i to držite, onda postajete malo jači.
If you make a vow or a promise and you don't keep it, you may get a little bit weaker.
Ako date zavjet ili običajni, ali to ne ispunite, onda postanete malo slabiji.
You're either going to become stronger in your devotion to Krishna or weaker, depending on how you reciprocate, how you follow your word, how you follow through with what you promised to Krishna.
I vi ćete biti jaki ili slabi u svoj predanosti prema Krišni, ovisno o tome kako ćete vi ispuniti svoj dio.
Now that brings to mind another point, a very important point, which I should have made the other day, but I just remembered it.
To zbog toga sam se sjetio još jedne važne stvari koje bih želio sada reći.
The tenth offense is to be inattentive while chanting.
Deseta uvreda je biti nepažljiv prilikom mantranja.
And we should become very attentive so that we get the result as quickly as possible.
A mi trebamo biti jako pažljivi kako bismo čim prije dobili rezultat.
But there's a kind of mentality that means that I choose to be inattentive. No. Go ahead, translate.
No, postoji taj mentalitet koji gdje mi zapravo izabremo biti nepažljivi.
I'm not making any effort not to be inattentive.
Uopće se ne trudimo ne biti nepažljivi.
While I'm chanting japa, I'm on the computer, looking at my email.
Dok mantram japu, provjeravam svoju poštu na kompjuteru.
Or I'm driving the car and looking at the red lights, checking the mirrors and everything and chanting my japa. Counting the rounds. Okay, now I finished 16.
Mantram japu dok vozim auto, stojim na crnom svjetlu, gledam u retrovizore.
So I am purposely being inattentive.
Namjerno sam nepažljiv.
Now what happens to a devotee who's not trying to be attentive but is purposely being inattentive? What happens to him?
Što se događa bhakti koji se trudi biti pažljiv, ali je namjerno nepažljiv?
Such a person is on the path of fall down, according to Jiva Goswami.
Prema Jiva Goswamiju, takva je osoba na putu pada.
He develops a completely different mentality of bhakti yoga, an external mentality.
Razvija potpuno drugačiji mentalitet bhakti yoga, onaj izvanjski.
He considers advancement in devotional service is my external position.
Misli da je napredak u predanom služenju njegov vanjski položaj.
So like I'll go from new bhakta to initiated.
Recimo, onaj prijelaz od novog bhakte do iniciranog bhakte.
To a brahman.
Do brahmane.
Sankirtan leader.
Vođa sankirtana.
Temple president.
Predsjednika hrama.
Hey, I'm making advancement.
Hey, pa ja napredujem.
I got all these upadis. Just look at my resume.
Pogledaj samo moj životopis.
Regional secretary.
Regionalni tajnik.
Sanyasi.
O, sanyasi.
GBC.
GBC.
Guru.
Guru.
And then bloop.
I onda padne.
You're all the way up the ladder and then out.
Popeli su se po ljestvici i onda su pali.
Because you are purposely being inattentive while you chant.
To je zato što smo namjerno nemarni dok mantramo.
And I've seen it with many of my god brothers. Some of them you don't know because they never came to Europe.
Vidio sam to kod mnoge moje braće po Bogu. Neke od njih niste ni vidjeli jer nisu dolazili u Europu.
And some of them you do know because they did come to Europe.
A neke znate jer su dolazili.
So no one here should think that my advancement is based on my material position in the society.
Iz toga nitko ne smije pomisliti da njegov napredak ovisi o materijalnom položaju u društvu.
Sarvupadi vinir muktam. We have to become free from all these titles and designations and positions.
Trebamo se osloboditi svih tih titula, određenja, naslova.
That is not the sign that I'm making advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Oni nisu pokazatelj mog napretka u svjesnosti Krishne.
The sign that I'm making advancement in Krishna consciousness is how I feel when I chant the Maha Mantra.
Znak mog napretka u svjesnosti Krishne je kako se osjećam dok mantram Hare Krishna.
It's how I feel when I serve the Vaishnavas.
Kako se osjećam dok služim Vaishnave.
It's how enthusiastic I am to go out and and give mercy to the conditioned souls by introducing them to Krishna somehow or other, either by prasadam or books or kirtan or whatever.
Koliko sam entuzijastičan da izađem van i da druge upoznam s Krišnom, bilo kroz prasadam, knjige ili kirtan, bilo koji način.
Advancement is measured by how enthusiastic you are to serve the deities.
Napredak se mjeri prema tome koliko ste entuzijastični da služite božanstva.
How enthusiastic you are to cook prasadam and offer it to Krishna and then offer it to the Vaishnavas.
Koliko ste entuzijastični da kuhate prasadam, ponudite Krišni i potom Vaishnavama.
How enthusiastic you are not to get any praise or honor. Just want to be a humble devotee. I don't want any position. No, I don't want to be temple president. I don't want to be GBC. I don't want to be any of those things. I just want to be das, 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 anu das.
Koliko ste entuzijastični da ne primate počasti i pohvale, već da budete jednostavan ponizni bhakta, ne želite biti predsjednik hrama, GBC, već samo sluga od slugu, das, anu das.
In this way, with this mood, the women have a better chance at becoming pure devotees than the men. The men are running after these upadis, the women aren't.
Na taj način žene imaju bolju priliku da postanu čisti bhakte od muškaraca, zato što muškarci teče za tim stvarima, dok žene ne.
My god brother Jayananda Prabhu, who Prabhupada said went back to Godhead, he was the first saint in our movement. He, because he was the most advanced and most senior, they made him temple president.
Moj brat po Bogu, Jayananda, za kog je Prabhupada rekao da se vratio kući nazad Bogu, on je postao predsjednik hrama.
But after just a year and you know, less than 2 years as temple president, he said, I cannot be temple president anymore. I cannot.
Nakon manje od dvije godine što je tako imao tu funkciju predsjednika hrama, rekao je da to jednostavno više ne može učiniti.
And he said, but why not, Jayananda? You're the most senior, the most advanced, you're the most qualified. You should be temple president.
Zašto ne, Jayananda, pitali smo ga, ti si najstariji, najkvalificiraniji.
He said, I can't be temple president because I don't like telling people what to do. I'm the servant. How can I tell you what to do?
Ne želim biti predsjednik hrama jer ne mogu ljudima govoriti šta da čine. Ja sam sluga. Kako da to?
So he gave up being temple president.
Dakle, nije izašao iz te funkcije.
And he took the service of taking out the garbage.
I onda je njegova služba bila da iznosi smeće.
Which he called the sacred trash.
Što on zvao svetim smećem.
He would go get up early in the morning and drive the truck to the vegetable and fruit markets to buy all the boga. He would do that service.
Ustao bi rano ujutro i kamionom otišao na tržnicu kupiti bogu i povrće.
He became the mechanic, fixing all the cars, going underneath, getting all full of grease and oil and this and that.
Postao mehaničar, popravljao automobile, zamasile bi mu se ruke od ulja kad bi se provukao ispod auta da ih popravlja.
He became the driver. He would drive all the devotees out for Sankirtan. In the evening, he'd come back and pick them up, drive them back to the temple.
Posao je vozač, vozio bhakte u Sankirtan, na večer bi ponovno otišao po njih i vratio ih u hram.
And he was blissful.
I bio je presretan, blažen.
He was so happy.
Tako sretan.
Now everybody knew Jayananda. He had a reputation as being like a first-class disciple, very advanced, very sincere.
Svi su znali Jayanandu, pratio ga je ugled da je prvoklasni učenik, da je jako iskren.
The first time he went to Mayapur with Bhaktadas, his temple president, he was greeted with, oh, please come in, and they treated him like royalty.
Kad je prvi puta došao u Mayapur, onda su ga dočekali kao kakvu slavnu ličnost kraljevskog roda.
So he was invited to come for the Mahaprasadam. Behind the kitchen, cooked by the best Bengali Matajis, the best prasadam in the whole world. You please come after the Rajbhog Arti and we're going to enjoy it. You're going to have for the first time the best prasadam in the entire movement.
I onda su ga pozvali da dođe na najbolji prasadam u čitavom pokretu koji su pripremile Matajis iz Bengala.
So then he came and they were all sitting down and they were talking and everything. And then all of a sudden the brahmacharis brought the buckets of prasadam ready to serve.
I onda su oni tako sjeli, razgovarali i onda su brahmačari donijeli kante pune prasadama koje su spremali poslužiti.
As soon as Jayananda saw the prasadam was there ready to serve, he got up and started to go to start serving.
Čim je Jayananda vidio da je prasadam spreman za posluživanje, on je ustao i pripremio se da počne posluživati.
So the person in charge, I'm not going to mention any names, you probably might know, but anyway, he said, well, where are you going, Jayananda? Sit down, take prasad.
Glavna osoba je rekla, pa gdje ideš to, Jainanda? Sjedni, uzmi prasadu.
Jainanda said, well, I'm going to serve prasad. It's here, I'll serve it out.
Jainanda rekao, pa ja ću poslužiti, evo tu je.
So he said, no, Jainanda, you're our guest. You sit down. Just sit down, they'll serve you. That's our system here. You're the guest. They'll serve you.
On je rekao, ma ne, Jainanda, molim te sjedni, ti si naš gost, mi ćemo te poslužiti, mi to tako radimo ovdje.
When Jainanda heard that, he stopped, he didn't know what to do.
I kad je Jainanda to čuo, zastao je, nije znao što sada radi.
He was completely confused.
Bio je skroz zbunjen.
He got an order from a senior Vaishnava to sit down and be served.
Stari mu je Vaishnava naredio da sjedne i da, da ga drugi poslužuju.
But on the other hand, he considered himself a servant. I always serve. I never get served. I always serve prasadam. He didn't know what to do. He was stunned.
Na druge strane, sebe smatrao slugom, pa on je uvijek posluživao prasadam. Kako to da sad njega služe?
Finally, after a few moments, he just said, I can't do that. Ran and got the prasadam and served everybody out.
I konačno, nakon nekoliko trenutaka, rekao, ma ne mogu ja to. I onda je otišao i poslužio prasadam ostalima.
And when everybody was satisfied and filled to the neck, he sat down and he ate and he said, this is the best prasadam I've ever eaten.
I kad su svi, kad su svi dobili svoj prasadam, on je sjeo i on sam počeo jesti i rekao, ovo je najbolji prasadam koji sam ikad kušao.
He said that every time he ate prasadam, he said, this is the best prasadam I've ever eaten.
Ali to rekao svaki put kad bi blagovao prasadam, ovo je najbolji prasadam koji sam ikad probao.
Sometimes a new bhakta would say, but Jainanda, you said yesterday was the best prasadam you ever ate.
A nekad bi novi bhakta rekli, pa Jainanda, rekao si da jučer bio najbolji prasadam.
Jainanda would say, no, I'll tell you, this prasadam is the best prasadam. Who cooked this prasadam? Oh, this is the best I've ever eaten.
I onda Jainanda rekao, ma ne, ovo je najbolji prasadam. Koga je kuhao? Ovo je najbolji prasadam koji sam ikad probao.
And the reason Jainanda always said that was because that was his realization.
A on je to govorio jer je to bila njegova spoznaja.
It wasn't just some slogan.
Nije samo bila neka uzrečica.
Because he understood that prasadam is non-different than Krishna.
Jer je shvatio da se prasadam ne razlikuje od Krishna.
And Krishna is ever increasing in ecstasy, unlimitedly.
A Krishna se stalno uvećava u ekstazi, neograničeno.
Therefore the prasadam is increasing in ecstasy, unlimited.
Stoga se prasadam neograničeno uvećava u ekstazi.
Therefore every time, this is the best prasadam I've ever eaten because it's increased in ecstasy and he was experiencing that.
I stoga bi svaki puta rekao da je to najbolji prasadam koji je ikad kušao.
And the reason he came to that level is because he chanted his rounds so attentively, so concentrated.
A na toj razinu došao jer je svoje krugove mantra tako usredotočeno.
He would just sit down, close his eyes, and he would rock up and down like this.
Sjeo bi, zatvorio oči i nihao se ovako gore dolje.
He just rocked back and forth in a rhythm, chanting his rounds.
Gore dolje mantrajući svoje krugove.
Now, when he was doing the Rath Yatra, he was so busy that he didn't have time to chant his rounds.
Kada je bila Rata Yatra, on je bio toliko zaposlen da jednostavno nije stigao mantrati krugove.
I noticed some of you had shocked. He didn't chant his rounds.
Nije mantrao krugove.
He slept for maybe 2 or 3 hours and he was up the whole time.
Spavao bi 2-3 sata, a ostatak vremena proveo budan.
He just keep track how many days he hadn't chanted.
I onda je pratio koliko dana nije mantrao.
And then when Rath Yatra was over,
kad je Rata Yatra završila,
he'd go into the temple room.
Otišao bi u hramsku prostoriju.
And in one sitting he would catch up on all those rounds, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, whatever it was. He would just keep chanting and chanting and chanting till he was caught up.
I onda bi u jednom danu završio sve te krugove koji su zaostali, bilo ih 6, 7, koliko dana nije mantrao.
Now who has a taste like that?
Ko ima takav ukus?
But he got more of a taste because he was doing it like that. It kept increasing more and more and more because everything that's spiritual is always increasing in ecstasy.
Ali taj ukus sve više i više i više rastao zato što je to činio na takav način. Sve duhovno jednostavno raste na taj način.
So there's two things we can learn from our God brothers and God sisters.
Postoje dvije stvari koje možemo naučiti od svojih braća i sestara po Bogu.
One, we can learn what to do to follow in their footsteps to become totally Krishna conscious.
Prije da možemo slijediti njihov primjer, činiti ono što oni čine i postati potpuno svjesni Krišne.
This is called positive inspiration.
To se zove pozitivna inspiracija.
And the second thing we learn from some of our God brothers and God sisters is what not to do so that we don't fall down.
A druga stvar koju možemo od njih naučiti je što ne činiti tako da ne padnemo.
We learn what to do and we learn what not to do.
Učimo što činiti i učimo što ne činiti.
Any other questions?
Ima li još koje pitanje?
Okay, well I guess that's the end then.
Dakle, kraj.
Thank you so much for coming.
Puno vam hvala što ste došli.
Tomorrow is our last day together.
Sutra je naš posljednji dan.
And we'll get deeper and deeper into this mood of chanting for Krishna in the Vipralamba Bhava.
Učit ćemo još dublje i dublje u to pjevanje za Krishnu u Vipralamba Bhavi.
Hare Krishna. So before you go, I want to share something with you, and I was wondering if I should or not, but I think Krishna wants me to do this.
Prije nego što odete, želio bih podijeliti nešto s vama. Ne znam da li jesam, ali već prije to učinio, ali mislim da Krishna želi da to učinim sada.
That wedding melody that I sang yesterday and just now.
Ona melodija koju sam pjevao jučer na vjenčanju i upravo sada.
Yesterday, that was the first time I had ever sung it.
Jučer je bilo prvi puta da sam ikad pjevao.
And what happened was during the day before the wedding that melody kept coming into my head.
I ta mi melodija tokom dana, čitav dan mi je dolazila u glavu.
But when I sat down here I thought no, not that melody. I'd do something that I know.
I onda kad sam sjeo, mislio sam neću tu melodiju, pjevat ću nešto što znam.
But then that melody just came pushing so much into my head. I thought okay.
Ali ta
melodija, I'll just do that one.
Mi je dolazilo u glavu, jednostavno sam rekao u redu, ajde pjevat ću tu.
So I think that Krishna wanted that melody to be sung.
I mislim da je Krishna želio da se ta melodija pjeva.
And judging by the response yesterday, everybody really enjoyed it. So I think I just wanted to share that with you. It was a special melody that Krishna arranged for your wedding. Hare Krishna.
Sudeći prema tome kako su bhakte na to uzvratili, mislim da je to uistinu bilo jako posebno.
That's it. If you want to hear more, do you like this kirtan that I do? Would you like to take me home with you? Well, you can. My wife is selling CDs at the back there. You can take me home, play me, you know, so you always, I'm always with you.
Moja žena prodaje tamo CD, možete dobiti od nje, tako da me možete ponijeti kući i uvijek ću biti s vama.
Thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
And let's give a big hand of applause and appreciation to our translator. Haribol.